here on the home.
Why don't you explain how you made your little office out there and what that's made of and your wife's
chicken house.
Chicken house, right.
The chicken house, number two first, is made of these used fire brick. I poured a footing for the brick walls, which are double bricked, and in pouring the floor, I went to the center of the room as my highest elevation and drained from each side wall to the center and from the center to each outside door, this allowing drainage in case of a hurricane, that the water would quickly leave out. And originally this was built as a chicken shed. And at the top of the walls, where my roofing was, instead of putting in rafters or for ceiling beam rafters, I used only the V rafters and cut notches out of 2x10 or 2x12 material with a handsaw. And this strengthened my rafters, so I didn't have to put in ceiling beams and have a lower ceiling in the room in anticipation of later uses for other purposes, such as a guest room or when we became old as an old folks home away from the main house. And my so-called office is actually a storeroom built on the end of my garage with lights and enough power that I can run power drills or grindstones. And this is where my dirty work takes place. At night I can sharpen saws and do work that I couldn't or that I wouldn't do during daytime hours where I could be working outdoors. And many's the time I've sharpened saws, chisels, planes, or whatever. And when I first moved up, I had a small mail order business in old coins, numismatics. And this is where I filled my orders. I advertised in several national magazines, and it was a moonlighting job, and it brought in a little revenue. And with what revenue I could make, I could expand my home and help my way of life. To me, this was tremendously interesting. It got me interested in history. I would run into questionable things, such as vignettes on banknotes. Who was this guy that was portrayed on the banknote, and when did this banknote come into existence? And from that, it led into research, which was very, very interesting. And I was proud at the time that often the Treasury Department in Washington would refer people interested in old coins to me for information, and to be trusted by the United States government was a great thing.
Yeah.
To me.
I saw a plaque, I think, for something that you had done in the way of coin collecting in your house.
I have given programs in the area, Jacksonville, Daytona, St. Augustine, and other places, on coins, and usually these programs are of 20, 30 minutes duration, and they are illustrated, showing the coins or the banknotes that I'm speaking of. And two plaques that I have standing are from the Greater Daytona Beach Coin Club, which is a very active club. One was on fractional United States notes that came into existence about 1861, when money was very, very scarce due to the war then between the states, and hard coinage had been hoarded. The first notes were guaranteed by the Post Office Department. They were called postal notes, and they depicted a 5 or 10